On the show today, we have the 2015 Next Top Credit Union Exec, America's first federal credit union, Jamise Harkley, on the program, so check it out. We are in the midst of greatness, ladies and gentlemen. We have the 2015 Next Top Credit Union Exec, Jamise Harkley, on the program with Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing. How's it going, guys?
It's going awesome.
Going good.
Yes.
Well, I want to mention at the top, this is all hosted by Q's and DDJ Myers and a whole bunch of other people had a lot to do with this stuff. But we're talking to the winner here, Jamise Harkley. Congratulations. How's it feel?
Oh, my gosh. I'm breathing again. So that's good. You know, not breathing could not be good for your health. But no, I'm so excited to have just come through this contest on top and experience such wonderful people.
Yeah, let's talk about the competition itself. I mean, it's a long process. Tim has put out there for you guys to like just it's like a grueling Navy SEAL training type of thing that you guys have to go through. So how was that whole process?
It was exciting. I'd never done video of myself before. And, you know, it's weird when you have to talk about yourself, because I found myself talking about my credit union so much that I had to redo my video because this was Next Top Credit Union Exec, not Next Top Credit Union. So, you know, just making that transition and learning how to move from the tactical to the strategic side of being a leader and explaining your program and why it means so much was just amazing.
Yeah, indeed. Tim, anything to add there? I mean, how was this year's competition? How did it stack up this year?
What's interesting, we started 2010. This is our sixth annual. So
yeah.
There's such an archive on the website that I think those that are nominated, applying, going through the process are really scouring the archives and figuring out what's the trick? How do I win this thing? And each year we just see everybody raising their game. They know what's come before, and there's a real sense that, wow, I better get the most out of this and really pour the most energy into it. So I think they're getting savvier. They know what to do. Like, and then, I mean, with the partners involved, you touched on it, Q's is bringing an enormous prize to the table, 20 grand worth of Q's institutes of your choice from the likes of Wharton and Stanford and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then add on to that DDJ Myers, who brings a real expertise around leadership development, coaching. And so there's a real rigor of coaching that goes through it and helps craft the messaging and spark ideas from the finalists and so forth. So it is 6 months. I don't think it's exactly Navy SEALs.
I'm just joking.
We throw them an occasional snack or sleep a little bit along the way.
There you go.
And this is at Q's CEO Executive Team Network. This year it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. So
beautiful.
It's a nice backdrop. And so what's nice, and I'll let Jamise get a word in edgewise here, but the real power of this is everybody here is very top-level CEO, credit union executive, and they are focused. They are just so into it. It's really a neat experience for the finalists to be on that stage.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, each year, you're right, Tim. Each year, it's the level, the bar has been raised each year. And Jamise, did you go back and kind of scour the archives and see what the winners did and what you could do and kind of emulate what those folks did in the past?
I most certainly did. I even went as far as researching the judges.
Good for you.
You know, what talents they had, what activities go on in their institutions, what would they want to hear or to get a sense of where their interests are. So I took into account every person that I would touch in that room. How can I give them a message that will resonate with them?
Nice. No, marketing 101, know your audience, and you hit it out of the park. All right, let's talk about your project, Community First Campaign. Tell us about, that's kind of been your platform project throughout the whole process. What is it and how did it come about?
Well, the Community First Campaign is a twofold project. It's community engagement, but it's also employee engagement.
Okay.
And what I realized was most companies they're giving is buried in their marketing budget. you know, and we more so make pledges than donations,
mm-hmm.
meaning the companies that you give money to, they're, you know, next year they're going to be back for the same thing, and it never gives you an opportunity to expand and reach more companies. And in these times where business is changing so much, it's hard to adjust your budget to give more.
Right.
So I figure, how can we engage in this process more? And that's by raising the money. So what we do is the employees sell items like sheets. We have cornhole tournaments for the coworkers. We actually have cornhole in my building, which you can come and play every day.
All right.
But, you know, we just got out here and we put our members a part of the process, and we pick three charities each year that we have a $50,000 goal, which we surpassed this year. We raised $63,000. So I think that goal is going to go up to about 55, just to give myself a little wiggle room. But
nice. That's
the bar too high. But it's just a way for us to engage and to cooperate among cooperatives, as we are challenged to do by our credit union principals.
Excellent, excellent. And how do you think winning this competition has helped you fulfill the goals of that project, and then ultimately some career goals? And I'll let you chime in at the end here too, Tim, as well, because I think you can have some thoughts here as well. So how do you think this competition has fulfilled your goals in the competition or the project?
It's helped me create buy-in, definitely, you know, to get the employees engaged. It's always hard when you try to do something new and there's always been a process in place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it takes time for people to feel like, you know, well, I want to join this. Is this going to be around? Is this a fad? So this is one of those things that has really helped us lay a new foundation and something else to build off of, to create more buy-in with our membership, with the community, and with our employees. Most importantly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for me professionally, you know, the wonderful thing about this, and I think this speaks to everyone, all five of the top five, when you come here, you have an opportunity to network with people who have different needs all over the country. So it's an opportunity to talk and figure out. I never wanted anybody to do Community First the way that we did it. I just wanted to challenge them to increase their giving by doing something different than what you're doing right now.
Right,
so
right.
I've just been so excited to talk to everybody, and going to the CEO Institute is going to be amazing. School of Business. I couldn't afford to send myself there or leave my family. So this wonderful program has provided another platform for me to take these two trips. So I'm so excited about this.
So cool. Yeah, and Tim, that kind of segues in what I wanted to ask you is, like, how do you see this competition fulfilling these folks, their career goals? I mean, gosh, it's just such a great boost for them.
Yeah, so the three main partners involved, Q's, DDJ Myers, Currency, all do very different things. But one thing that we're all focused on is engaging with young people in some fashion or another. On the Q's and DDJ Myers, it's really the internal side. For us, it's both internal with a number of things we do, as well as the external marketing programs. Everything we do is about attracting the next generation. And I think it all starts inside the credit union movement.
Mm-hmm.
If we all talk about the average age of credit unions is 47, 48, blah, blah, blah. If we need to look inward and look at our employee base and say, are we doing everything we can to young up the place inside?
I like that.
How we get so excited about younging up the place on the member side.
Yeah.
So everything is part and parcel to it. And I think what this does is demonstrates and just how capable young people are and how fresh their ideas and how chomping at the bit and how into the credit union movement they can be. And so I think it fulfills all of those things in spades.
Excellent, excellent. And let's what advice do you guys, this is a question for both of you guys, what advice do you have for next top credit union exec future competitors? Jamise, you've fulfilled this firsthand, and then Tim, you've seen it for 6 years. What advice do you guys have for next year's group? Anyone?
My advice is to start now. Where I think the value with my program came in, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was actually something that was in place, so I was able to show real results, be engaging in real activity, and that also gives people an insight to create more buy-in, because it's not just a thought but it's something that's really in place. And Community First is definitely not where I want it to be. It's in its infancy stages. So that's the cool thing about it. Now we've got new platform and we're going to keep going and keep building. So my encouragement would be, start working on something now. Start getting buy-in from your group. Talk to your CEO. Talk to your leader. See how they feel about it. And start documenting everything that you're doing.
Yeah. Tim, anything to add there?
Yeah, there's multiple phases. It starts with the nomination phase, typically in May, so keep an eye out for that. And this year we had a record. We had 201 nominations, which was absolutely phenomenal. Oh, but the next step is applying. And we had 20 people apply, doing the video and the application. And that was a 10% that went through with it. And we think we can do so much better than that. I think what happens is people have a barrier in front of themselves. They don't see themselves fulfilling this. They can put barriers such as, I don't have enough time. I've never done a video. Yeah, I don't have an idea.
Yeah.
Why me? But the fact that somebody has nominated you, they are encouraging you to move forward. And most of those nominations are coming from CEOs and
oh, awesome.
Right? And so do it. You have nothing to lose. If you feel you can't do a video, well, grab your iPhone. At least turn it sideways.
Exactly. Profile, landscape, please. Yes.
Make that video and go for it. If you don't think you have a project, well, it doesn't have to be a concrete thing that's already up and running. This can be a vision that you have for the credit union movement. And really, this gives you a platform to spend those 2 or 3 months crafting what that is and getting it out there. And as you progress through to the top 15, the top 5, to that final stage, you'll be amazed at what it can do for you.
Exactly.
It's really neat for me to see the transformation in these young adults.
Yeah, I mean, for me, from my perspective, there's nothing to lose in this company because you grow through each step. Even if you don't make it past the first stage, I mean, you've grown that much. And certainly when you get to Jamisa's level, winner, I mean, think of, the confidence and all that type of stuff that you've gotten. Because you said, Jamisa, at the top of the show, you've never really done a video before, right?
No, I had not. So, we've got this big ancient microphone. It's nothing like packs that they put. So something we've learned, where marketing is concerned, we need to get some wireless microphones. So, but now I think I'm able to, train or help someone else. I'm now throwing my head in there to say, if you need my help, give me a call. I'm more than willing to help and share what I experienced going through this and maybe talk out some things to help someone else make the transition.
Awesome. All right. Wrap up question for you, Jamise. When is the book deal, the movie, and the reality TV show going to come out? We want to know.
I don't know, but as soon as I find out, you will be the first one.
Right.
And I hope the phone is ringing, and I'm just missing that call.
We'll be on the lookout for it. All right. Well, thanks again, guys. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and congratulations again, Jamise. And well done again, Tim. It looks like another successful year.
Well, thanks so much for your continued support and coverage of this awesome event.
Anytime, sir.